From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The eye of Hurricane Maria is approaching Turks and Caicos with a maximum sustained wind of about 205 kilometers per hour. 14 people are reported dead on the island nation of Dominica, which has a population of about 71,000. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello said at least 13 people have died in that country as a result of the storm. The National Weather Service says Oaxaca Dam is failing in western Puerto Rico, and buses are evacuating people as quickly as they can. An 18-year-old has appeared in court charged with attempted murder following last week's bomb attack on a London commuter train. Ahmed Hassan of Sunbury-on-Thames is accused of carrying out the attack at the Parsons Green station last Friday that injured 30 people. The homemade bomb engulfed a carriage in flames, but apparently failed to fully explode. As Reuters News explains, it's not the only charge he faces.
As well as attempted murder, Hassan is also charged with causing an explosion likely to endanger life, using the highly volatile TATP, known as the Mother of Satan, or another explosive substance.
Several other people have been arrested and homes raided in what was Britain's fifth major terrorism incident this year. Rescue personnel in the earthquake-stricken city of Mexico City resumed their search Friday for people buried in the rubble of collapsed buildings after operations were suspended overnight. The official death toll stands at 286 and is expected to rise. At least 148 people are dead in the capital city of Mexico City. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for video stories and more. This is VOA News. North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said leader Kim Jong-un was considering testing a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific in response to U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks at the United Nations. Roger Baker with the Texas-based think tank Stratfor explains why Kim may choose to do so.
They basically said, look, we need to demonstrate to the United States that our capability is not theoretical. Part of why they changed their missile testing to having these last two shots go over Japan was to show a real-world test rather than a theoretical test. Instead of a high-altitude lob, they launched it in a way in which it would actually fly during a military confrontation to be able to demonstrate their ability to use proper guidance and their reentry technology.
The International Atomic Agency says an atmospheric test would be the first globally since China detonated a device in 1980. Kenya is in uncharted territory, as the same institution responsible for the failures of August's presidential poll is expected to organize a fresh vote in fewer than 5 weeks, Mohamed Yusuf reports.
Kenya's opposition has given the director of public prosecutions 3 days to file charges against electoral commission officials accused of bungling the August presidential vote. Opposition Member of Parliament Godfrey Osotsi says his party cannot allow the same officials to conduct the rerun election. This kind of demand has made legal experts worried about a constitutional crisis if the Electoral Commission fails to hold the new election within the required 60 days of the Supreme Court's September 1st ruling. Some legal professionals argue that if the October 31st deadline is missed, President Uhuru Kenyatta will have to make way for a caretaker administration. Muigai disagrees.
There is no government called a transitional government or a caretaker government that is defined in this constitution.
Kenyans are divided over the court's decision to throw out the presidential results. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Transport officials in London say they will not renew Uber's license to operate in the city due to a lack of corporate responsibility in dealing with the ride-hailing app's safety issues. The regulatory body, Transport for London, said in a statement Friday, Uber London is not fit and proper to operate in the city. Uber has said it will appeal that decision. Pakistan's military said at least 6 villagers were killed and 26 were wounded in an overnight attack by India in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir. The disputed Kashmir region is divided between Pakistan and India, but both claim it in its entirety. The Indian Army said in the statement that all violations of a 2003 ceasefire agreement in Kashmir has been initiated by Pakistani forces.
That's the latest world news from VOA.